sing number 289 in our hymn books. 289. Loved with everlasting love. Praise God.
To God, glory to God. Sing that also. Close to Thee.
348.
Thank you. 348. Desire to want to be close to the Lord and to walk with Him closely like that. There's a verse in the last chapter of Hebrews that says that we ought to be content with such things as we have. That's something to think about. Be content with what you have. But he goes on to explain, because he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. In other words, if you have Jesus with you, nothing else matters. You can be content whether you have much or little if you have Christ near to you, living in your heart, manifesting His presence. That's where real contentment is found. There's nothing of the things of this world or the goods of this world that can bring real satisfaction. That comes through Christ. And if we look for contentment in the things of the world, if we look for contentment in our circumstances, our possessions, or other relationships, we'll never find it. Here, the writer to the Hebrews tells us where contentment is to be found. It's in Christ. is in the fact that he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Find your contentment in Christ, and everything else will go better for you. You know, sometimes people expect too much from others, and relationships are ruined because you're looking for someone to supply to you what they can't give. God never intended that anyone could meet that need in your life but he himself. And when you try to get that from someone else, it becomes overwhelming to them and disappointing to you. And so when we find real joy and satisfaction in Christ, then every other relationship seems to come into line and becomes what God wants it to be. And marriages come into line, and friendships come into line. We don't expect too much of our friends, more than they can give, more than they can handle. We find what we need in Jesus, and now we're in the place to contribute to the relationship instead of drain it. Praise God. And we see that in every area of our life. Then you suddenly find that it doesn't matter so much where you live, and it doesn't so matter how much money you have, and whether you have the newest gadget or not. You have Jesus, and that's where our joy is found. Have you found him that way? I trust you have. And if you haven't, then you've got something wonderful to discover, that Jesus can satisfy your deepest longings, and that in him, your heart is at rest. Oh, we need that. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, all you who are tired with life and overburdened, disappointed, come unto me. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. My burden is easy. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Praise God. Lord, we want to know you that way. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus, that you invite us to know you as our satisfying portion, our everlasting portion. You never disappoint, Lord. When we really find you, Jesus, and really open our hearts to you, Jesus, you come and you meet us as no one else can. You flow into those deepest needs in our lives and you fill them with yourself. We thank you for that. Help our young people to learn to seek their contentment in Jesus. Oh God, deliver us from the frustration and all the disappointments and strain that we get into when we try to find peace apart from you. Help us to know your presence in our life and teach us how to live in that presence of Jesus. We pray tonight you'll bless in the camp. We pray tonight, Lord, that you will just cause your glory to be manifested upon these grounds and upon in every heart that is here. We pray for the children down in the village and in the cottage. Bless them tonight, Lord. Jesus, we've been praying that in these days you will manifest yourself increasingly. We want everyone to go home having received all that God brought them up here to receive. A revelation of Jesus, touch of God, healing, the power of God, whatever it is that you desire to minister to us, Lord, we pray that it shall be granted and that your full will shall be accomplished in each of our hearts. God, we pray that you will help us to come in line with you and what you're doing so that we don't miss anything that you have for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness to us today. Thank you for the sweetness of your presence in and out of meeting. We thank you, Lord, for precious fellowship with one another. And we pray tonight, Lord, that you'll have your way in this gathering. Lord, speak to our hearts. Jesus, we pray that you will direct this meeting, and we pray that you will put into our hearts the response that you're looking for. We can't give it to you, but you can work it in us, Lord. Everything has to come from you. And so we invite you, Lord, to have your way. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay.
Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I have found a friend in Jesus, he's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We used to have a lady in church. She came from the depths of Brooklyn, and she used to give a testimony of her being the most unworthy worm of the earth. And of course, so we got a kick out of that. But she had an experience with God where He lifted her and from sin and came to her. And what a marvelous thing it is when God can lift you from the pit of hell, so to speak, and set you with princes on high. And I'm thankful for that. I had to think of Peter recently and how he must have felt, speaking of unworthy, after he denied the Lord. He was so close to Jesus. He walked with Him for 3 years and was in the inner circle. He was one of the three favorites of the Lord. You wonder how the Lord can have favorites, right? Wouldn't you like to be the Lord's favorite? But it came a time when he was weak. He denied Him 3 times. And then when Jesus rose and met them on the shore and had fish for them 3 times, He asked, "Lovest thou me?" Can you imagine how Peter felt and how later on we read what a wonderful spokesman Peter was for the Lord, the wonderful epistle, and that's because he was saved from deep sin. That was a sin to turn against the Lord. But I had to think, that's how we are. We can be in deepest sin and God can lift us, and then we can live for Him and praise Him and be a witness for Him. So no matter how bad you think you are, or that sin you committed is the worst ever, and that you've done it over and over and over and over again, and the Lord can't possibly forgive you, He can. That is the grace of God. That is the love of God. It comes to us no matter how unworthy we are. And tonight, let us all open our hearts and realize that it's the grace of God that forgives us from our sin. No matter how bad it is, the Lord will forgive us and draw us to Himself and then make us a witness for Him.
Amen. Oh, praise God. Jesus, we love you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, grace. His mighty power to this poor sinful heart, to keep me every hour and lead from grace and far. Since the Spirit came to take supreme control, the love and tender flame is burning in my soul. Is burning in my soul. Is burning in my soul. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. The hope is giving all glory to His name. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul.
That's 127. Let's stand together and sing about the fire of God's love burning in our souls. We'll sing that first verse again so we can all join in. Hallelujah. Thank God for it.
God sent His mighty power to this poor sinful heart to keep me every hour and needful grace in part. And since the Spirit came to take supreme control, the love and kindle flame is burning in my soul. It's burning in my soul. It's burning in my soul. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. The Holy Spirit came, oh glory to His name. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul.
Before the cross I bow.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.